Good morning. This is Becca with SD Farmland Design. How may I help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Becca. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing this Tuesday?
I'm doing good, Dan. Appreciate your call back.
Yeah, no problem at all. So, just to verify, so when I talked to Esteban, we scheduled the onboarding appointment at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Did you guys want to reschedule that for 2:30?
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me get this here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to because, now this is Wednesday, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Okay, if we could do... Okay, yes. That's a noon. Okay, and what time did he say? 1 o'clock?
Yeah, he scheduled it for 1 o'clock yesterday. We have a 2:30. 1 p.m. does work? Okay, awesome, awesome. So what will happen is 1 hour before, you guys will get an email and text reminder of the appointment, right? And what will happen is, as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'll just call to introduce you to the onboarding technician. His name's Ivan, okay?
Okay.
And the only thing, so I went ahead and sent to Esteban an application. So the very first step for Google Guaranteed is we got to get that application process. So he definitely wants to get that in as soon as possible. Did you want me to text that to you as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's do that.
And I want you to text me the event. Do you put that like in an event calendar?
I did, yes. And I put we do like an email calendar invite, so I'll tell you the email I sent that to in just a second. Let me just get this this application sent to you first off. Give me one quick sec. Okay, so it's going to come from a 951 number, and it'll have the application link in it, okay?
Okay.
And let me see. Okay, so the emails that were invited on calendar are Esteban at EstebanLandDesigns.com. And he also did his personal email. So EstebanLD123@gmail.com.
Right. And I would like you to include my email. The only thing is, the reason I'm telling you this is because once again, I work with Esteban here in the office, and I always call Esteban a working owner. In other words, he works side by side with his team.
That's
so
good.
So sometimes he doesn't check his emails, he doesn't,
Right.
Yeah.
He mentioned you to me already, too. So he was like, hey, you may speak to Becca. I told him, give her my direct line and extension. So if you ever have questions or anything, and I'll send you the LSA onboarding email, too, and I'll add you to calendar right now. What's the best email address for you, Becca?
My first name, Becca, B-E-C-C-A dot Esteban Land
design@gmail.com. Okay, so give me one second. Let me add this to the calendar right now. Save. Would you like to send an invitation? Yes. Okay, so the invitation is coming right now. And let me do this too. I'm going to go ahead and... Oh, wait a minute. I must have missed something. So I spelled something wrong. So it's Becca, B-E-C-C-A dot Esteban. Oh, I did E-S-T-A. I'm sorry. So it's E-S-T-E, right? Okay. Okay, perfect. So let me update that, and let me resend the calendar invites. Edit. Let me remove this incorrect one. Boom, boom, boom. Save. Okay, so the calendar invite should be coming now. And I changed your email on file here. So I'm going to also send you the...
Okay, that's Daniel.
Yes. I'm also going to send you the onboarding... Let me see how it's titled. Give me 1 second. So it'll be Google Guarantee Campaign Begins, right? And it will have a bunch of stuff in there, but the main thing, like, that you guys want to get done is there's going to be an application form link in there. Okay? So that should be coming to you shortly here as well.
Okay. And okay, so you did you did text me the application. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy that and send that right straight to Esteban to make sure he has it.
Perfect.
And then I just got the text, hi, Esteban, an email titled Google Guarantee Campaign.
Begins, yeah. So I sent that to your email, so you have it there as well. Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
It was already sent to Esteban, too, but I know, like you said, he's a working owner, which I think is amazing. So this way, you have it too, and he doesn't miss it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, what I want to do too, I'm going to send you the initial email I sent to Esteban with it'll be titled Google Guarantee, and it will be from my work email, and on there it has like your guys' vertical, cost per qualified lead, minimum budget requirement, and all the subcategories to the vertical too.
Okay.
All right.
And then how does this program work exactly? If you could just give me an overview.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first step is an application to get you approved. So that's where you guys are going to submit your license, insurance. We do run a background check, too, to get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. Once you're approved, right, what's going to happen is we'll be able to turn your leads on. The way these leads work is, for one, they're only sent to you guys, so you don't share the lead with other companies, and it's going to come through via phone call. So on the phone call, it's going to say LSA lead, so you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through. And the best part about that is you only pay for qualified leads, okay? Meaning, if you guys schedule an estimate with the lead, like if you schedule an appointment, or if you quote them over the phone, give them pricing, right? Those are considered qualified leads that you will be charged for. If it's anything other than that, like, you know, out of your radius, service you don't provide, solicitation call, or you never actually speak to the person, those are deemed as unqualified leads you're automatically not charged for.
Okay, now do I have like a dashboard with these leads?
Yes, ma'am, you will. So in your guys' current client dashboard that you have with us, right, there's going to be an added section under leads, which will say paid leads, and that will show you every single lead that came through.
Which dashboard are you talking about?
Oh, give me a second. Let me send you the login credentials for that, too.
Okay.
Okay, so I just emailed it to you, and I'm going to text it to you as well, okay? You can always change that password when you go into it. It just auto-generates you a random one. I don't think Esteban's changed it yet. And this,
do we have control over the type of services?
Yes, ma'am.
Because on the email title, Google Guarantee, I see a list of services, and you know, I'm just looking at. you know, lawn pest control. I'm not sure if we do that.
Yeah, so and I apologize, I should explain this to you. So you're only going to want to turn on the type of leads that you guys do. So that whole list isn't like a blanket list where you have to have them all on. You're only going to want to turn on the type of leads that you do. And that's one thing they'll go over in the LSA onboarding appointment as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and the lawn care vertical, the only reason he was interested in going in that or activating that as well is just for the irrigation, essentially.
Yeah, the irrigation.
Yeah. So lawn care, more than likely, you guys would just have the irrigation turned on from talking with him. Maybe sod installation too, but the landscaper vertical is really the one with the majority of your guys' services.
Okay, so I'm in the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
So
this is going to be a dashboard for your complete program, right? But if you notice, like, you're going to see zero local leads, right? If you click on those leads, all right, they're going to – or they actually already added it. So you'll see to the very right, you'll see paid ad. And currently there's zero because your Google guaranteed leads aren't turned on yet. But once you have your leads turned on after that application process, this is going to show you every lead that came through. And it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which basically means qualified or unqualified.
Okay, now where do I get that, did you say, sir?
You go to leads. So you click on local leads, and then you'll see to the very right paid ads.
I don't see anything called paid. Oh, yeah, paid ads.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that... okay, so if we get a lead, then it'll come through here?
Well, it'll come through on your phone, right? So it'll call the actual phone that you guys want the leads forwarded to, and it'll come through as LSA lead. But just to safeguard it, you'll have the tracking for all your leads in here as well.
And it's LSA lead?
Yes, ma'am.
By phone. Okay. And so would it be the actual person on the phone?
Yes, ma'am, it will. Correct.
It'll be the lead. Okay. And then am I responsible at that point for like gaining the type of service and the address, or does that come populated?
The address doesn't come populated, so basically the call will come through. It's not pre-screened, it's screened on the call. So you would want to just go through how you normally do your sales calls, right? Like inquire about what they're looking for, you know, get their address, schedule an estimate with them, see what service they're, you know, however you guys do it. But it's not going to populate with the actual address and what they're looking for.
Okay.
But you'll know it's a related service to what you do because those are the type of leads you will have on, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an amazing platform. Since we started it, we have 100% retention rate on it here. But the very first step, though, is getting that application approved, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will... Okay, so we're on at...
Wednesday, 1 p.m.
And that's 1 my time, Arizona.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're on the same time zone as us right now because I know your guys' time doesn't change. So half the year, you're same as us. But, yeah, it'll be 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Patient. 2. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. So, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Correct.
Yeah. Okay, and then what kind of customer support do we have?
Yeah, so you guys have me, right? And you're also mm-hmm. going to have a lead technician assigned to your company. That's yeah. who you're going to meet tomorrow. It should be Ivan.
Okay. Got his name down.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'll like go over like how many leads you guys want daily, weekly, monthly. He's going to send you some personalization emails too for your Google Guaranteed profile. And very, very important. He's going to be able to push your application through. So that's why you guys do want to get that submitted like as soon as possible.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That process, like what we sent in writing to Esteban, is it can take 4 to 8 weeks. But I've seen clients get approved in 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's just really, you got to get that, the documents over as fast as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of documents do you need?
Okay. Give me a second. Let me double check for his vertical. Okay, so licensing, so the business license, and it's all in that application. Go ahead, man.
Can I, so I can just, like, take a picture of our license registered with the Arizona ROC Registry of Contractors? Would that do it?
Yeah, that's fine as long as it has all the correct stuff, and it's, like, I think it has yeah. to be a PDF format as well, you know.
Okay, so PDF. Or business license, okay.
And also your insurance document for the company. So in the application itself, it shows an example of the document they want. It's going to be an Accord document, so A-C-O-R-D. If you guys don't have that Accord document, all insurance companies provide it, so you would just have to contact them to have them supply it for you.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it, yeah. And then all the other info will be, like, basic info, like Esteban's date of birth, his driver's license number. That's all the stuff for the background check. So it's all okay. in that application. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right.
I think this is the company's welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Setting up a folder.
good stuff. Smart. Good he has you, you know, especially since he's a working owner. So that's good yeah. stuff. Yep.
Yep. Okay. I believe I have what I need, sir.
Perfect.
I'm gonna let Esteban know. I'm gonna text him over the application right away. But I'm gonna take let him know that we need that done by before tomorrow's meeting, and then I'm gonna take the time to I like to do my homework. Prior to a meeting,
right.
Because that way, I have intelligent questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And in that email, it has, like, everything on Google Guaranteed that I went over with you guys. If you guys, for whatever reason, because I know Esteban's a busy guy, if you guys are busy yeah. and can't fill that application out today, that's no problem. Ivan can walk him through the application tomorrow as well, okay?
Yeah.
Because that's really the first step to get you approved. But, so definitely, try to get that done. And you guys are scheduled tomorrow between 1 p.m. and 1:30. We will call from our 877 number too. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And who are you going to call? What number?
Esteban asked me to call his number, 688-6964. Is that okay. Fine?
Yep, that's good.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
You always have my number as a backup.
Yeah, I put your number in file right now, too. That way we have it.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you happen not to get him, make sure you just call me as a backup.
Okay, I'll put that in the notes as well.
Yeah. He has, that is his cell phone. It's his field phone. And
he doesn't
set up a voicemail
mm-hmm.
because he would just get way too many. He wouldn't, it would be not efficient for him.
Right.
So, and he gets, something happens in the field and he's got one of our crew members calling. He may be on the phone. But when he sees the office, my number calling,
mm-hmm.
he knows it's important. And so I always tell my clients, and I'm going to tell you as well, I'm typically the fastest way to get to Esteban. But I do want to respect that he said to call you directly because he is the owner. He's
right.
The boss.
No, 100%. So I just put it in the notes. We'll call him first, and if he doesn't answer for any reason, we'll contact you next. That's how we'll do it.
All right.
All right, Becca. It was really nice meeting you. Congratulations on starting this platform with us. I know you guys are going to love it, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow at 1 o'clock. If you guys ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call. If I'm on the phone with another client, always call you back right after I'm off the phone. Yesterday you just called after business hours, so we're 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Yeah.
Okay. So I kind of figured that, but I wanted to make sure I got the call in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. If it's after 4, still call, and leave a voicemail, and I just didn't want to call you too early. That's why I waited till after 8, So.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I go to work at 7, too.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Okay, so that's good to know. So next time I'll call you first thing if needed. Okay?
All right. Sounds real good, sir.
All right, Becca, have a great rest of your day, man. Pleasure speaking with you.
You bet. Uh-huh.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.